This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Continues of COVID. Wow, just when we think we're past it, our friends across the way are finding more and more cases. In Germany, COVID cases have soared. Also, there's new lockdowns across China, the most that they've seen since the beginning of this thing. And there's some big, fat concerns all over Europe. I know some people who barely escaped because people were taking holidays, trying to get the most of the most to get away when they could, right? And you see it from the airports being crowded, whether the planes are not getting out on time or not. A lot of Americans were flying to a lot of different places and getting sweet deals. Some of them might find themselves in a situation that's precarious because they could be stuck. And speaking of the roller coaster, it is all about the clock. A lot of people not happy with daylight savings time because they are tired of falling back and want to just see the time stay the same. What say you, America? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Whether you're a newbie or you've been with us for a long time, hats off to all of you. And remember, 24/7, you want to weigh in. Are you sick of moving the clock around? What do you say? Unofficial poll. We're going to do it for a couple of days through the weekend because we got to flip them back on Sunday in, well, Saturday into Sunday. We'll fall back, but a lot of people don't like that. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You know, I never really had an opinion until it started to affect me with what I was doing. One of the first jobs I had in New York, I remember filling in for somebody. It was so confusing. We were confused as to the time. Look, it should be simple. You fall back, boom, that's it. And it discombobulated a lot of the things that we were doing in the newsroom and sports-wise, etc. It seems so easy, but in the last 4 years, 19 states have passed resolutions or enacted legislation to provide for year-round daylight savings time. So if Congress decided to act, wouldn't it be interesting to see how that would go? The ones that enacted the legislation includes Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, also Louisiana, Ohio, Minnesota, Maine, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Oregon, Washington, California. So there are so many states that want to see it stay. Now, the debate over daylight savings time, it was first enacted federally during World War I. It was a way to conserve coal. It made sense, right? It picked up momentum in the last couple of years. The Department of Transportation, in charge of daylight savings time, says the practice saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, curbs crime. It does? But sleep experts believe that the health effects of losing sleep eclipses the value. It's the war of sleep, time, and crime. Really, ultimately, right? You think about it. Daylight savings time is the federal 1966 Uniform Time Act. It became a law because of the random way states had been observing daylight savings time up until then. The act said states either have to change the clock's daylight savings time at a specific time of day or stick with the standard time throughout the year. Right. So what's interesting is there have been some that have opted out of daylight savings time. All of you listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you know what I'm talking about. I talk to many people in Arizona and go there, and it's one of the first things people told me. So Arizona, Hawaii, Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands all fall into that same category. You know, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, has been screaming about this for a while now in favor of year-round daylight savings time. He has a Sunshine Protection Act. Back in 2019, he proposed it was an effort to try to end the twice annual time changes and keep daylight savings time year-round in the Sunshine State and across the nation instead of the 8 months that we go through right now, right? I don't know that this ever gets adjusted. I mean, look, worldwide, this confuses us. We have these fabulous authors on from other countries. As you know, in our author's corner in the second hour of our show, if you've ever listened, many times we're talking to people overseas and worldwide, more than 70 countries observe daylight savings time. It's known as summertime in some countries, including in the UK and in Europe. It's known as confusing to everybody else because people get confused as to what time is it, right? Fun fact, there's going to be people that miss what they're supposed to be doing on Sunday and Monday because they get confused by the clock, even if they've done it their whole lives. It happens all the time. Somebody's supposed to meet somebody, and they get confused as to what the time was, or they forgot about pushing the clocks back. I mean, the one good thing is, if it's in play where you are, of course, theoretically, mentally, you're playing out the jumping jack part of this where, hey, I get an extra hour sleep, right? Is that what you were thinking? I'm getting an extra hour sleep. I mean, it is in your mind, by the way. I like the idea of just year-round. Just give it this. Let's not flip the clocks around. Now, you could argue, though, about what are you going to get when you're talking about when it's dark and when it's light, and that becomes the other part of that, of course. And you'll never get everybody to agree on it. Never. Trust me, my friends. I have definitely had this argument many, 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 many times. All right, fun fact. You heard the roller coaster at the top of the show. As I said, it is a roller coaster when it comes to what's happening with COVID, and we will certainly dive into that because we don't want to see, because it affects all of us globally. So when people in Europe are concerned, when the cases are soaring in Europe, there's a good chance it trips and triggers and trickles into the United States. I mean, listen, that's what happened the first time around, right? A bug is a bug is a bug, and we hate this SOB of a virus. All shades of it. We are tired of it. We are COVID weary. We're exhausted. We're tired of talking about it, thinking about it, arguing about it, masking, vaxxing, all of the angles of this. I know. I feel you. I see you. I hear you. I read the virtual mail. I mean, this is going on 2 years. 2 years. So it's not good if you hear about cases soaring in other places, particularly when there are allies and it's close enough for concern. By the way, Roller Coaster, the Ohio Players love Roller Coaster. Remember that song, Roller Coaster? It was a huge classic in the 70s. The single was released in 1975. There were a couple of interesting hooks in it. But I'm going to tell you about the weird scream in the middle of that when we come back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day, That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com. Continue down this road of the roller coaster. Love Roller Coaster became the subject of a crazy rumor when it was released. You could hear a scream in the background. That scream supposedly was someone that was murdered in an adjacent studio when they were recording the song, The Ohio Players. Somebody, they say, that had something happen in the next studio. But something very bad happened during that session, obviously, because that's where that scream comes from. And if you listen to it, you can pick it up. It's not a piercing scream. It's a little bit lower in the mix. But that's the shriek. And you don't think anything about it if you just listen to it. But it is a scream. And you hear it and maybe you think roller coaster and that makes sense, right? But the most common version of the conversation of what that came from was, again, inside the studio, someone was killed in an adjoining room or control room. Someone's girlfriend, a cleaning room woman, they're saying it's like a wild legend story. And there was like a 911 call in the mix and all that stuff. So, Love Roller Coaster was a huge hit. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1976 because of the whole groove of it, etc. But then that little folklore that's attached to it gives it something else, right? The Ohio Players say that's not true, that the muffled scream is in fact the Ohio Players keyboardist Billy Beck, not a woman, who is just adding more flavor to the track and was trying to make some noise, and that was what the yelps were. But because that rumor took off and DJs were talking about it and the girl was killed in the studio or it was somebody who was cleaning in the next studio, it just got itself attached to that song that was already popular and added to urban legend. It became just a huge, huge urban legend. All right, so this is no urban legend, unfortunately. I was talking to somebody the other day about this that told me, do you remember the beginning of the pandemic? And they had family and young grandchildren, and they would do these drive-bys, and they were saying how they thought it was so ridiculous, but they were scared to death that somebody would pass it on to somebody else. And now here we are, it feels like almost 2 years later, right? And you've got the first approval of a pill to treat COVID, and it's Merck. I think people would rather take a pill than take a shot if they're reluctant to do a shot. Whatever the research is on the pill, I think they would be more likely to take a pill instead of the shot. And especially when you look at Europe and the concerns about COVID and more surges. The way the World Health Organization, anyway, said it was grave concerns, grave over the rising pace of the infections in Europe, that once again we're seeing these projections and alarm bells are going off, especially in populous countries. So Britain's Merck approval of this anti-COVID pill couldn't come fast enough, saying it could be a game changer for the most vulnerable and immunosuppressed people, because that's where the big concern is and who's getting hit with this. And as I said, in Germany, that's a country of 83 million people. They've been talking about the pandemic and unvaccinated and intensive care beds are starting to run out in some of their areas, and that's concerning, right? So globally, the virus has killed more than 5 million people. The caseload, though, has topped 248 million at this point. So I say the pill, being able to take a pill, could not come fast enough for, again, people who don't want to get in the mix of shots and side effects and all of that tug of war. This perhaps would be more palatable for those people because they might feel it's safer. And doing some research on the Merck drug, it certainly seems that way anyway, right? So those that don't want to get the shot, they may be able to get the pill. And in the meantime, you know, in talking about that and talking about choices and what do people decide they're going to do, some people giving up working because they refuse to succumb to any of the mandates that are out there. We certainly have seen that in New York City. So while that's happening and children are being vaccinated, one thing that's interesting about that is in California, in San Francisco, they're talking about, because now 5 to 11 can get vaccinated, they're talking about the fact that five-year-olds have to show that they're vaxxed in San Francisco. They have to have the cards. They have to show proof to go to certain indoor places like restaurants, entertainment venues, sporting events, all of that, that the mandate requires them to show that they are vaccinated. So before, they didn't have to do that. But now, five and up, the group eligible for the shot, they have to do it. And the San Francisco health officer in charge of all this says the requirement doesn't kick in for at least 2 months because you got to give them chances to get vaccinated, but that it will absolutely be enforced. And it just in my mind, I think of these kids almost like when we walk around conventions, that they'll have these card somewhere tucked in some sort of plastic contraption, and they'll have to show it. And there's something about that that is creepy movie-esque in a way, right? Or am I taking that wrong, thinking, okay, here's A, there's B, there's C. You know, like you go down the line. And in California, they're saying, tough tiddlywinks, this is how it has to be. They have to be vaccinated, and this is a way to assure it, to check all vaccine cards, because in 2 months from now, there wouldn't be a reason for the 5, the 6, the 7, whatever, and up to not be vaccinated. So this is the way we're going to check it and make sure that it happens. You know, it's kind of another one of those fair or fouls. It is one of those fair or fouls. Because before, they were exempt from it. Now they're not. But the vax proof pretty much assures if you have a family that's going somewhere in San Francisco and they want to take the whole family, they're going to have to do that because they're not exempt from it. They're going to have to show the proof of it. And I wonder, will that chase people away, or will people who were on the fence decide, okay, the only way we can do this is to be have everybody vaccinated, no matter what. We have to have them vaccinated. Some of you have rejected that altogether. When we go to the mailbag this time around, I got a lot of comments about kids and vaccines and whether or not this mandate was really going to see a lot of the people who were undecided about what they were going to do actually make a hardcore decision and jump all the way in on this. And I don't think, for those that definitely had no intention of doing it, I don't think it's going to suddenly make them abandon their stance and decide, okay, we want to go to these public spaces, so we're going to make sure everyone's vaccinated now all of a sudden. I think that's a hard argument to make that happen. I don't think so. Don't think so. All right. Also, when we go to the mailbag, plenty of you had plenty to say about what's happening on the Hill when it comes to key votes and whether or not some of the president's agenda is going to go through, or will Manchin be the biggest blocker in the history of the Democratic Party? Mailbag coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Votes on President Biden's domestic agenda could come soon, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The President supports Speaker Pelosi and is behind any timing she feels is right.
The government is setting a January 4th deadline for big companies to make workers get their COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Capitol Hill.
We know the most disruptive thing in a workforce is to have a COVID outbreak and to have workers in that workforce come down with COVID infection, severe disease, and in some cases, death.
OSHA officials say this, like other Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules that apply to the workplace, will be voluntarily complied with. Any non-compliant companies could face penalties of nearly $14,000 per violation. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's new voting law, arguing that some measures passed by the GOP-controlled legislature early this year would disenfranchise eligible Texas citizens who seek to exercise their right to vote. The Texas voting law, which is known as Senate Bill 1 and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott in September, makes a host of challenges that further tighten the state's election laws, such as banning drive-through voting and setting new rules for voting by mail. The suit is based on two provisions of the new law, one related to assistance in voting booths and another related to the rejection of mail-in ballots. The law, set to take effect in time for the 2022 primary elections, has already faced legal challenges that generally argue it will disproportionately impact voters of color and voters with disabilities. Those challenges could delay the implementation of the new state law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Taking the mailbag.
So I'm in the middle of the mailroom, and there is virtual mail flying literally everywhere. Thank you. Always, this audience, for being so active when it comes to listening to the show at all different times on your favorite stations right now, or you listen because your schedule is all over the map. You listen back at other times, and we absolutely appreciate it because I can tell this is a thoughtful audience. What you write is always so fascinating to me, and what you decide to jump on, whether it's fun or light or serious. And, of course, nothing is more serious than saying the kids have to get vaccinated and you're not on board with it. Or you are completely on board with it, and this is the nation we live in. There is a line that is divided. It's like a zigzag all over the country and in every state. Some step on one side, some step on the other side. Some can coexist, and some just can't coexist. So it is a virtual viral war. It really is. And now kids with this vaccine, they have mandates. There are mandates in a lot of different cities and a lot of different states about getting the vaccine. And there are parents who don't want it, who are not on board with most vaccines anyway. So they're saying, you know, forget about it. They're worried about serious side effects. Even if it's a handful of kids that have gotten it, they don't want to take the chance. And most parents. I was just looking in the summertime this happened because there was so much conversation about this. Most parents, I saved all this stuff, most parents don't want their schools to require COVID-19 vaccinations, but they favor some of them requiring masks for unvaccinated children and staff. So the going back to school thing was a big deal in August and September. Now we're getting through what would be kind of like the equivalent of the first semester, but those numbers have not moved very much. There was a KFF COVID-19 vaccine monitor, and so they're looking at all this information, right? I mean, you can go to KFF.org, and they have this kind of stuff. And the poll that they did, among all parents of school-aged children, 54% said schools should not require students to get a COVID-19 vaccine, even with the FDA granting full approval for school-aged children to get them. Fewer than 45% of parents said schools should require a COVID-19 vaccine with the approval, right? So it's interesting. I mean, it's the great divide. That's what it is. So I'm probably telling you the same things you know. It's like sports teams. You're on my team or you're on the other team, right? I mean, we're all in the stadium and we're wearing different shirts. So 2/3 of Democratic parents favor the mandates. 3/4 of Republican parents oppose them. Majorities of, this is from this poll, of white and black parents oppose the requirements. Hispanic parents divided on it. Right. Overall, it seems like even in these various polls they've done, parents are more supportive of mask requirements than vaccines. But there are certainly lots of parents who are having their kids vaccinated. So here's a couple of them I got up. I wanted to give you this setup. So this is Ed listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. And Ed says, Kate, I am sick of this nonsense, this noise. What is up with all the crows constantly trying to ruin it for everybody else? How could we ever get herd immunity? I've never seen such division in my life over something that is life-threatening. I lost 2 friends who were under 50 years old to COVID because they were stubborn mules and refused to get vaccines. Now with kids and some of the kids getting sick, I don't care if it's 10 kids. That's 10 too many. If my child, who is grown, was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, on up into the teen years, had a shot at the vaccine, which now they do, I would get the vaccine as soon as possible. It is our best defense. Is it 100% fabulous? Nothing is 100% fabulous. Why do people line up for polio shots? What if everybody was so pig-headed and didn't get the polio shots? Ever meet anyone that had polio? Ever meet anyone that had to survive in an iron lung? I think people have short memories, and shame on them. Ooh, Ed in Connecticut. He did not mince words, much like Michael listening to us on 10:30 a.m. That's out of Tucson, Arizona, KVOI. He says, hey, Katie, I listen to the show, like it. I love that you kind of are on the bully pulpit, but you let everybody have the mic. Very rare for people in your position, as most are narcissists and egomaniacs and don't invite people to really, really chime in, as when they call, they cut them off. But enough of praising you. Here's what I think. I think it is up to parents to decide whether or not their child should be vaccinated. I mean, we say that there are no mandates, but yet there really are mandates. So who's zooming whom with this whole vaccination thing? My children are in their early 20s. I have one child in their mid-20s, and my son, his wife just gave birth probably 3 years ago. It's been now, yeah, 3, because we're coming up on that third celebration. And I don't think my grandchild should be forced to get a vaccine at 5. Who are they to tell us that? And God forbid if there are side effects that do any damage. And I think people forget that we do live in a country of choice. And unless it is completely rammed down their throats, why, especially for those super younger kids, would you feel as though you had no choice but to step in line with everybody else? All right, a couple of other quick ones. This one from Pat, who says they can take the vaccine and shove it where the sun don't shine. Sorry to be so crude, Kate, but I have had it up to here with this whole vaccine thing for kids. Maybe one thing for adults. I don't know. Another thing for kids. In one way, you're responsible. You're the voice of children when you're a parent. But imagine making the wrong choice. Safe? Supposedly. But what if your child is the one that's not safe from the vaccine? I'm just saying. All right, and to be fair, I'm going to give another one on the other side, because really, this, it was just flooded with this. And it's because the vaccine's just started, right? All right, so this one is from Rick, who says, what is wrong with people? Misinformation. Their minds are muddled. Figure it out for yourself. Don't believe everything you read. It's called opinions. And when people don't have their own opinions and they have children, shame on them. Do your research. Call your doctors. Make your own minds up. But you should realize that this is the safest way to go. Why would you leave your child exposed to the potential of getting COVID when it's something they might not be able to shake, and who knows if they are the child that ends up on a ventilator? Talk to a parent who had no option of their child getting vaccinated and lost them. Well, yeah, there's those sad stories, and boy, there definitely are a bunch of them. And it's, the parents have to make that decision, right? Because I say they have to make that decision because 5 to 11, now that that's available, 5 to 12 and on up, well, you're the parent. And if you're going to take your 5-year-old, your 6-year-old, your 7, I mean, you take them to the doctors, you take them to the pediatrician, you get them vaccinated, you're going to vaccinate. So some would say, like, I have a cousin who's a nurse. She uses the polio example all the time. She said, can you imagine if your mother decided not to get the polio vaccine? And what if you got polio? And why would you fight against that? So options, 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 baby. I love that. I always say this, left of left, right of right, or wherever you are on any of this stuff, you know you're invited to this party. It's what we're doing here. It's called a slice of what's happening in your backyard and my backyard. All right, let's move on to something else. And boy, it was interesting. It was interesting when I opened up the mailbag. So I'm going to just quickly go to this. I got this one from Whit, who says, booyah to all those in Virginia who decided to vote for the Republican. I think that was the right choice. McAuliffe, to me, seems too snide and arrogant and figured he was just going to slide into a Democratic stronghold. And it just goes to show you people have opinions and votes, and they are free to use them how they see fit. And the argument was not made clearly enough for why McAuliffe should have been the governor of Virginia. So I think that Youngkin is probably a better answer anyway. We'll see what happens with him. I mean, it's all smiles right now, and he narrowly did absolutely win this thing, and it's a valuable piece of intel, I think, for the Republicans, right? How do you deal with some of the challenges in upcoming, you know, midterm elections? How do you win over swing voters? You know, all of that. How do you exploit the vulnerabilities of the current administration? Or do you? Or what are you focused on, right? So Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe, a former Virginia governor, in a pretty hard-fought race that was a big blow to the Democrats' belief that Virginia was in their corner. KateDelaneyRadio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave. Oh, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! All right, so that scream, by the way, was just a natural scream. Oh, yeah! Andy's fine. Don't worry about Andy. It's not like that whole roller coaster thing. I just want to clear that up here, right here. So we're in the man cave. Thank you very much. And, well, the weekend football has kicked off, and the Colts ran over the Jets. I watched a little bit of that. I came out of the studio and I was watching a little bit of it. And the Jets actually put up more points than I thought they were even going to put up at the end. But it was the Colts that are now 4-5 for you Indianapolis fans. Yep, 45-30. So how about that? Wentz, he was the guy, Carson Wentz. Once he was the guy for Philadelphia, and then the wheels fell off. But they're kind of making a little bit of a turn. So good for Indianapolis. Although it was the Jets, and they should have beaten the Jets. But the Jets have played spoiler. I mean, they've won 2 games. We've seen what has happened, and there were some exciting moments in this game. Josh Johnson, 78 yards to the house for a TD. It just showed you the kind of game the Jets were having. Where's that defense? Yeah. And so this next week, the rest of the week in the NFL, you got the battle for Ohio, the Browns, and the Bengals, who are hoping to go 6-3. The Bengals are favored by 2.5 points in this game. Broncos and the Cowboys, that'll be interesting because is Dak Prescott going to be there, or Cooper Rush, the backup who was the big wow factor the last time out? Cowboys with the chance to be 7-1. What? And that's that early game on Fox. So how about it? 1 o'clock kick Eastern. It's in Arlington, Texas. The Texans, the other team in Texas that are just horrid, 1-7, taking on another 1-7 team, the Dolphins. Flip a coin. Who wins this one? I'm thinking probably the Dolphins. Falcons and the Saints. Who dat? Yeah. I like the Saints in this one. They're favored by 6.5 points. Raiders and the Giants. I'm going to say, yeah, Las Vegas only favored by 3, but I think they cover that. Panthers and the Patriots, New England favored by 3.5. This one is going to be in Charlotte. I don't know. Could there be a little bit of an edge for the Panthers? Jags, where are they? Buffalo is favored by 14.5. Makes sense. Buffalo is a good team. That should be an interesting game. Vikings and the Ravens. Vikings, I mean, flip a coin. Kirk Cousins, what is going on with you? But if the Vikings can somehow pull off the win over the Ravens, Ravens are favored by almost a touchdown. That would be a big win for them. They'd be at 500, 4-4. And then the Chargers and the Eagles. It just hurts to watch the Eagles. And at the link, the Chargers are favored by 1.5 points. Now, here's the really intriguing game. The Packers and the Chiefs on the schedule heading into the season. This was a juicy, sweet matchup, would be the game of the week. But the Chiefs, where are you, my man, Pat Mahomes? I say Mahomes for the commercials, by the way. I know it's Mahomes, just so you know, because we are in the man cave. So I think he's going to have a big game. Kansas City's favored by 7.5 points. The Packers are going to be without Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love gets the start, and that's that whole COVID-19 positive test for Rodgers, who is dodging media and probably in a way because he's furious that it leaked out that he didn't get vaccinated. How about that? So Cardinals, boy, Cardinals, you are fun to watch. How much God, I love my Cardinals. 7-1, a chance to be 8-1 out on the West Coast against the 49ers. And look at Murray with a big, big arm. I think it's going to be a big, big day for the Cardinals. Titans and the Rams. I can't imagine that the Rams don't win this. I can't. It's in their home stadium. They could be 8-1 as well. Titans and the Rams, normally I would think, wow, this is incredible. But Derrick Henry is out for this game, and the Titans are having their problems with injuries. And then Monday night, it's the Bears and the Steelers. And this is at Pittsburgh. So Ben Roethlisberger would love to break open that home record and make it 3-2 at home and 5-3 on the year. That's another team with identity issues where you look one week and you think I know this team. And then the next week, I think I don't know this team any longer. I have no idea, in fact, what I'm looking at. Seriously, right? Yeah, absolutely. By the way, there is no doubt, I was just texted by somebody who covers the Cowboys, that Dak is going to start for the Cowboys against the Broncos. He's listening. And that's good news because he wants to be there for this whole season and be in. And as long as that calf holds up, I guess that's what's going to happen. He's going to be in there. How about college football? Are you playing along? You should be, because if you like the great game of football, Then you want to know what's happening in the feeder system. And Alabama, with their 7-1 record, taking on LSU. That's a Saturday night special. Should be fun to watch that. And it's always fun to watch Nick Saban, honestly. Even when he's in that Aflac commercial with the blue blazer. So you start to look at where the teams are falling. And you look at the conversation that's happening about expansion, the college football playoff expansion. They have actually tabled the talks until December 1st. They need a consensus on the format. But could it be 8 teams or 12 teams? For the 2024 season, it's a possibility. They're looking at a hard deadline. So I think it would be great to expand it. Why not add more to that party and have it a true playoff system with even a few more games in it? So since the championship sites haven't been announced for the 24-25 or 25-26 seasons, it makes it even that more intriguing. The title game this year is in Indianapolis, then Los Angeles, and then Houston. And there is a consensus that people want to see an expansion of the playoff system. So I think there may be some arguments, and there's the logistics that you always run into, but I think this stands. I mean, I think it'll happen. It's just a question of how many. And knowing how long it would take to bring that back to the table, you know, it might be the full enchilada. It might be more than 8. I mean, it just could be. It's all about celebrating in Atlanta, and the reason why is because they won the World Series. You know that. And the big parade is happening on Friday. Boy, it's been a long time for Atlanta. They were such a superior team forever and ever and ever and ever, it seemed. And now they're back to where they were in the 90s, you know, where they have some good young hitters, and they've got some veteran strength on that team. And more importantly, here's the big deal. They won the World Series. They're world champs. And that's what you do. You celebrate. You do the parade thing. You let the fans soak it in. And it's 2 miles long. It's in a cool area of Atlanta. And they're going to have a free concert. Ludacris is going to be out there. And Big Boy is going to be out there, too. And should be a lot of fun. They have a very cool stadium. I stayed close to their stadium the last time I was in Atlanta, and that whole area, really easy to get around. No easy way to get out of this. The music's playing. It means I gotta go take a glass of water, man. I am out of time for this hour. Thanks to all of you for listening. Remember, 24/7, you can hit me up, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and you're in. Bada bing, as Tony Soprano would say. Make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.